News, I'm Zach Bouvier. The United States has given approval for a series of strikes on Iranian targets in Syria and Iraq. The strikes, scheduled over several days, will likely be launched based on weather conditions. After a drone attack on January 28th killed three U.S. soldiers in Jordan near the Syrian border, the United States attributed the responsibility for that attack to the Islamic Resistance in Iraq, a militia group which the U.S. believes to be Iranian-backed that claimed responsibility for the attacks. Meanwhile, Iran has denied any role in the attack that injured 41 other U.S. troops at the military base known as Tower 22. U.S. intelligence believes Iran manufactured the drone used to attack the facility. At a news conference on Thursday, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin defended the delayed military response, stating, "We will respond where we choose, when we choose, and how we choose." Mr. Austin continued, "Our focus throughout has been to manage this so it doesn't spiral out of control." U.S. officials did not provide an exact timeline for the potential strikes. On Wednesday, the federal government announced it will be helping provinces and cities that are struggling to house refugees. Quebec is set to receive $100 million in funding. Katie Brady has more.
In mid-January, Quebec Premier François Legault wrote to the Prime Minister. He said Quebec can't sustainably support the larger number of refugee claimants seen in recent years, and suggested they be funneled to other provinces. On Wednesday, Federal Immigration Minister Mark Miller pledged $362 million to help provinces handle the influx. And Quebec is supposed to get about $100 million of that. But Miller pushed back on the idea of the government managing the flow of claimants around the country.
We have, in the past, had the luxury of playing hot potato with provinces and territories because of the low number of asylum seekers coming to the country. We don't have that perverse luxury anymore because we have these large flows and it is impacting some of the larger cities and obviously the provinces' real or perceived ability to absorb the populations.
Abdullah Daoud, executive director of the Refugee Center in Montreal, told CJLO that an outdated infrastructure to support refugees is the issue and that the number of claimants is because of government policies like the closure of Roxham Road. It comes as no surprise to grassroots organizers.
And then when we ask for help or when we plead and make a call for help, unfortunately, we see, you know, the Premier Legault use this as an excuse to say, hey, you need to stop asylum seekers from coming in. When in reality, it's, you know, it's a legal structure, both provincially and federally, that's causing the stranglehold, this bottleneck.
He welcomes the announcement for more federal funding, but hopes it's sent to the right organizations and not just handed to the provinces. Manisha Iyer is the project coordinator at Bienvenue NDG, an organization that helps integrate immigrants. She says very few groups have permission and funding to properly serve asylum seekers, but Bienvenue NDG can offer them supports like francization.
The language classes that they were able to do that increase their opportunity, and we know that this particular family, at least, they have been able to sort of set up their own business, a catering business, and so it's definitely, we see resilient families that are ready to do it and that are able to achieve these things. But I think the most important factor there is the support that they have received from community organizations.
Daoud explained that the solutions must come from bureaucratic and systemic changes, not from trying to cap the number of newcomers.
I think for overall what's missing in the conversation is this idea of, you know, the ability to stop people from coming. That's not really how it works. It's not a program in which we can cap or restrict a certain amount. Global forced displacement is a reality. We're seeing displacement at the highest levels ever been historically for a really long, long, long time.
In mid-October 2023, Quebec's government announced that they will be manually increasing English university tuition rates for out-of-province and international students starting in fall 2024. Originally, the Minister of Education attempted to double tuition rates. but because of student and administration pushback, the hike was reduced to only 30%. Wait, hold on. Only 30%? That's $12,000 for out-of-province students and still a minimum of $20,000 for international students. We don't have that kind of money.
This tremendous tuition hike impacts all Concordia students, regardless if your tuition is getting hiked or not. Concordia will be losing money from a projected lower enrollment rate, resulting in class cancellations, department closures, and fewer funds for extracurricular funtivities. This will even impact Montreal's businesses with a deepening of the labor shortage and shrinking customer base, because there will be a 60% decrease in students coming to Quebec.
Does this make you frustrated? Yeah, it should. Students are mobilizing to fight against the tuition hikes using the symbol of the Red Square, popularized during the impactful 2012 student strikes. Red Squares are available outside the CSU office in the Hall Building for you and your friends. Follow the Instagram at Students Quebec to learn more about future direct actions and student strikes. Together, we can stop the hikes and demand free education for all.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dadake in the language of Ganegeha and has historically been a meeting place for other Indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
Hey, you're listening to the Spacious Astrology playlist. Today we're doing an Aquarius theme playlist. So the myth of Prometheus is really tied into Aquarius. And we just had a pagan holiday called Imbolc yesterday, which is kind of the halfway point between the winter solstice and the spring equinox. So there's this big theme of like the returning of light, or like in Prometheus, it's like the fire being brought to the people. So we're going to kind of explore a little bit of that within this Aquarius show as well. This first song is Blue Lightning by Big Thief.
Yeah. spite of the weather, we can learn to make it together.
Together, 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 together dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Hey there. In need of some new content? Wanting to expand your music taste in rock, indie, and dreamy pop? Well, then join me, Andrea Lukasher, every Sunday from 3 to 4 for Melodramatic, where I discuss new artists, new albums, and interview local bands. So sit back, relax, and enjoy dreamy tunes on Sunday afternoons.
I was more than just a coward, I was handsome too. I felt nothing when your flood came down.
You're listening to
CJLO
1690 AM.
Hey, you're listening to the Spacious Astrology Playlist. Before the ad break, we had Fast Slow Disco by St. Vincent. She's an Aquarius moon. We had The Youth by MGMT. And then before that, Blue Lightning by Big Thief. Just in that little block, kind of going through some themes of activism, which is famously affiliated with Aquarius, and a little bit of detachment as well in that St. Vincent song. This next one is, to me, very Aquarian. Again, going with a detachment. This is Sims 2 by Coco and Claire Claire.
Hey everyone out there in Radio Land, you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Hey, you're listening to the Spacious Astrology playlist. We were just listening to I Bet on Losing Dogs by Mitski, Treehouse by Alex G and Emily Yacina, and Sims 2 by Coco and Claire Claire. Yeah, we're doing an Aquarius themed show today. So yeah, Alex G, he's an Aquarius sun. I Bet on Losing Dogs chose that because Aquarius tends to really root for the underdog. And yeah, nothing like a song about just wanting to play a video game in your room and ignore everybody for Sims 2. Next up, we have Show Me How by Men I Trust.
Show me how. I miss Long Beach and I miss you, babe. I miss dancing with you the most of all. I miss the bar where the Beach Boys would go. Dennis's last stop before Kokomo. Those nights were on fire, we couldn't get higher. We didn't know that we had it all. But nobody wants you before the fall. To feel just like it used to, when baby I was doing nothing the most of all. The culture is late, and if this is it, I had a ball. I guess that I'm burned out after all.
Pansy, Ani, bonjour, hello. This is composer Andrew Balfour inviting you to experience Isfachiwin, a musical journey bridging cultures and perspectives. It is both a personal journey and evocative testament to the transformative power of music. This recording features Calgary's luminous voices with the incredible Jessica McMahon and Walter McDonald Whitebear on flutes. It is my hope that this album deepens our understanding of Indigenous storytelling. Isfachiwin is available now wherever you listen to music.
If you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense 9 p.m. Thursdays on CJLO. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Wednesdays on CFRC.ca.
Hey, this is Mark Mullane from Crypto Rips. You're listening to CJLO in Montreal.
Welcome back to the Spacious Astrology Playlist. On our Aquarius show this week, we just had The Greatest by Lana Del Rey, kind of like a social issues type, climate change type song. Enlightening by Feist, who's an Aquarius. Inference by Fog Lake. Aquarius is really like affiliated with like the intellect and academia. So I felt like this song was fitting for that. And then before that, we had Phobia Phobic by Lawrence Teeth, who's actually playing a show tonight at the Purple Room. And yeah, I feel like Aquarius is very fearless, but also the title Phobia Phobic, it's like being against kind of some of the bad phobias like homophobia and xenophobia, perhaps. We're at the end of the show, so we're going to end off with two songs. These ones kind of illustrate more of the side of Aquarius that's kind of just like opposite Leo, because Leo tends to want to be extravagant and kind of in the spotlight and out there. And Aquarius kind of just shines on its own by blending in and being so normal. So this next one is I Have More Than Enough by Sea Rose. And then the last one will be Quite Like You by Andy Schaaf. Thank you for listening.
Talking. seems a bit embarrassed, and I understand. I say I wish that you were having a good time. She says, you know, I've never really met someone like you. You know, I've never really met someone like you.
You're listening to